Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. And if you want to ask a question or make a comment, here's the email address, askjim@jbsba.com. Jane Howard is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is the better half of the Pearson Jane Howard show and team. And she's also the author, along with her husband, Pierce Howard, of the owner's manual for personality at work. And Pierce is not here. He's got other things that we're pressing that he had to take care of. But we're so glad that Jane could be here. Jane, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm delighted to be here this morning.
You know, I think I may kind of start liking this. just you and me, no
just
Pierce.
Just you and me.
Just tell Pierce that we were able to handle this pretty well.
I will do that.
I know he doesn't believe that. He thinks that the whole thing will fall apart because he's not here, right?
Absolutely. That's why he just rolled off this morning without a care in the world.
Jane, one of the things that you guys do when you join us, and we've been doing this now for some time, is we've kind of got a running series on understanding the importance of personality and how to understand and why it's important for us to understand the role that personality plays in our dealings with other people and also with ourselves. And so you and Pierce have been helping us with that now for some time. And today I know that you want to talk about how delegation and personality work together, how the ability to delegate the things that we do, the things that we need to have done, how personality affects the ability to delegate, right?
That's right, Jim. In fact, Pierce and I just returned from vacation. And we've been gone and out of town for 10 days.
What's that like?
It's a good thing. It's healthy for you.
I'll have to call you this week, and you can tell me what that's like.
Yeah, I recommend it. What we did in thinking about vacation was to think through our employees and the people we're leaving behind to run our own small business. And I think that's one of the things that your listeners need to think very clearly about is when they are going on vacation or even going to be away for a few hours or a day or whatever, when they have to delegate responsibilities to the people that work with them. There's some key considerations regarding personality that we want to keep in mind as we do that.
All right, let's talk about some of those.
All right, one of the first ones that rapidly jumps to my mind is the ability to handle stress. Because sometimes when you're not there, some kind of stressful event is going to come up.
No, it's automatic. It's a natural law, Jane.
And so the important thing is you may be able to handle a crisis easily, rationally, and stay pretty cool and calm while it's going on, but do you have someone on your team, someone that's part of your business, that can also handle a crisis coolly and calmly and rationally when you're not there in order to get through a difficult situation?
Mm-hmm.
And that's often a key important ingredient. One of the reasons is sometimes
Can I stop you for a second, Jane? One of the things that I know you and Jane and Pierce would remind us of is that Jane is not just talking about managing. This is not a management element with the people you have only. It's also about thinking about the person that you're going to hire to be a key person in your company and finding the kinds of traits in them when you interview them before you've hired them to see if they can handle these kinds of things. Right, Jane?
Absolutely. Because if you ever do want to take a vacation, you've got to have somebody you can delegate your key responsibilities to. As a small business owner, that's extremely important.
Well, and you know, the other thing, a really important characteristic of a person like that is somebody who is actually, it's actually a little bit of a complicated thing, because you want somebody who can handle the situation, but you also want somebody who can properly communicate to you what's happening in an accurate way so you can decide how to help them.
Sure, and when
you get somebody who's hysterical, or somebody who underestimates the problem, you know, you can have a train wreck.
Absolutely, and it may be the time that they need to contact you on vacation, and they need to know that this is serious enough. I need to get the boss involved.
Right, you need good information out of these people. You not only need to be able to have people who can handle these situations while you're gone, any whatever it may be, but to know how, what to tell you, when to tell you. And how to help you solve it. We come back. We got more to come with our good friend Jane Howard. She and her husband are the author of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. We're going to help you delegate some more after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17-till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Kirk Chaffetz is going to talk to us about building relationships with our customers as we think inside the box, as his book title suggests. And then Christopher Lowell, you know, the decorating guru on Discovery Channel, and he's actually just about everywhere you look nowadays. He's going to be with us for the first time. Jane, do you know who Christopher Lowell is?
I've heard the name.
Yeah, and he's going to be with us for the first time. I'm looking forward to that. Jane Howard is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She and her husband are the author of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And in this book, that's where they describe the five-factor model. They explain how the five-factor model of personality, of evaluating personality, how it affects, how it functions in the workplace. And this is a very important book. And, Jane, the five-factor model has really... Since you guys introduced me to that, it's really made a difference in the way I think about people that I work with and people that I hire.
Great.
So I really encourage folks to check this out, especially to think about it before you're going to hire somebody. Jane, you were I stopped you for a minute ago because we were going to a break. You were about to tell us something else about delegating, using personality to understand how to improve our delegating.
Absolutely, and primarily I'm thinking, Jim, in terms of when we go on vacation or when we're going to be away from our business at a certain point in time, maybe just a couple of hours or even a whole day or a week. One of the key things you want to think about in delegating is how much detailed information do you need to give the employee that you're leaving behind. Some people are more big picture kind of information people. They get an overview and they have a real clear sense of what they need to do. Other people, you need to explain things very clearly, step by step, and leave them a set of steps and procedures of how to handle tasks, especially if it's some sort of task that you usually handle, but yet while you're gone, you want this other person to handle it for you. So You may even want to make sure that they have some time to practice those steps before you leave so that they can ask any questions or they can check back with you about how they do something, or if they are not clear, you can correct it and get it straightened out right at the beginning.
Well, that's a good reason to take a day off, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let them road test this new responsibility that they have, and take a day off and see how things are going.
Yeah, and you can check in by telephone. There's no reason you can't check back at the home base. And I will admit that when I'm on vacation, I call in every day. So that's one thing I like to do, but it's more just to reassure people and tell them that if you need me, I'm available. And they have my cell phone number, and they know they can get up with me if there's an emergency. But if they can handle it, I like to let them go forward.
Once we have this person, this person in place, or these people in place, and we already have them, and basically they're doing a good job, but they're not quite handling the emergencies or just some of the issues that we would ordinarily handle. They're not quite handling them as well as we would like for them to. We'd like to fine-tune their ability to handle these things. What can we do about that? I mean, we can't change their personality.
Absolutely not. But if we understand how that person takes in information or the best way for them to learn new tasks, then that can help us prepare for those times when we're not around.
Mm-hmm. All right. And all right, let's talk about the five-factor model and how we identify a person who could be a good who could fit this profile. And the profile we're looking for, Jane, help me with this now, is somebody who obviously they do their job. If they're the accountant or the sales manager, whatever their job is, obviously their personality is such that they can do their job well. But we've asked them to sort of step into our shoes a little bit.
Yeah.
And in case we get sick or if we have to leave for some period of time, either imposed or elected, and so we're asking them to step up and take another assignment for a period of time. What are we looking for? Tell us how we find these people on the five-factor scale.
Well, we first of all need to know what the five factors are. And the first one that we talked about at the beginning of the half hour was the scale that we call need for stability. It's how well a person handles stress.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is extroversion, and it's the degree to which people are comfortable with sensory bombardment. For example, we may have someone who sits in the back room and does all the accounting and all the detail kinds of work away from the public eye.
And that's what they prefer.
And that's what they prefer, and yet we may be the ones that are out front meeting and greeting the public,
mm-hmm.
or vice versa, depending on the entrepreneur that started the business. And that has to do with the extroversion. The next scale is what we call originality, and it's the degree to which we're open to new ideas, or open to change, or that we see a bigger picture. And that's the one I was just referring to, with regard to leaving lots of details or making sure somebody's practiced the procedures if it's a new task that they've not typically done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth one is one that we call accommodation, Jim, and that one has to do with the degree to which we defer to other people. And it may be that you've hired someone that you want to defer to you, and so you may be the one who's more likely to say no or to push back a little bit if a customer tries to take advantage of you and that kind of thing, whereas your employee may be someone who more easily gives in, and unless you've really told that employee, look, while I'm gone, I want you to not get taken advantage of, and you need to say no on occasion.
Mm-hmm. Stand by, Jane. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Jane Howard. When we come back, I'm going to ask Jane, when we look around at our five employees, and they all have all these different characteristics, which one do we choose, and how do we explain that to the others? Tintil, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. The book by Pierce and Jane Howard is The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Also, don't forget to check out Pierce's book, The Owner's Manual for the Brain, which is a huge book that I still see on the bookstores, in the bookstore shelves out there. Jane, before we go any further, I want you to tell us about your company and how we can find your book.
Yes, Jim. We have a website, which is www.centax.com, and Centax is spelled C-E-N-T-A-C-S. It stands for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies. And our toll-free number is 1-800-244-5555.
Now, I know your books are available in bookstores, but can they also get them on your website?
Absolutely.
And you've got some resources there on your website to help people understand a little bit more about personality, don't you?
Right. There's an article that's an introduction to understanding the five factors, so anybody can go on there and read it.
And that's free, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So please, folks, at least do that today. At least go to Centax.com, C-E-N-T-A-C-S, is that right?
That's it.
.com. Go there and read that article. I really believe if you'll read that article, because I have too, if you'll read that article, what happened to me will happen to you, and that's that you will have a much better understanding of the process of hiring the right personalities for the right jobs. Now, Jane, a lot of my audience, most of my audience are really good at math, and they were counting the different factors that you mentioned in the last hour, and they probably are out there saying, wait a minute, Blasting Game, she's got one more to go.
That's right.
Tell us the fifth
Save
one.
The best for last. The last trait that we want to talk about with personality is the one that we call consolidation, and this one has to do with how focused we are on our goals or whether we're more multitaskers. And so one of the things that I think is extremely important when we are delegating, whether it's a short-term delegation or it's when we're going to be away from the business, is to think through what is our normal style. Are we more multitaskers? Do we handle lots of different projects and tasks all at the same time? Or are we the kind of person that wants to get something done and finished and check it off our list? I think one of the mistakes that we sometimes make is we might say to an employee, I need that done by Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And if that employee tends to score lower on this particular scale, well, by Friday might mean to that person, oh, okay, well, as long as you have it by 5 o'clock on Friday. That's
right.
That's on Friday.
Or they might ask, now, is that this Friday or next Friday?
Right. Whereas if you've got someone who's very high on this scale and they do one thing and get it completely done and check it off the list, they tend to be more proactive. And chances are we may even have it by Wednesday.
Right,
because
right.
Because they want to get it done and over with and finished up so they can go on to something else.
Okay, now, just to help us summarize, name the five factors all at the same time.
All right. We have need for stability. We have extroversion, originality, accommodation, and consolidation.
Okay. Now, we've got all five. We have five employees. They all five are perfect examples of all five of those categories, of those models, those
uh-huh.
factors in the model. Which one do we leave with the business, and how do we explain to the others why we're doing that?
I suggest that if you really want somebody to completely cover your typical role, that you pick the employee that is most similar to you in terms of personality.
Mm-hmm.
That way, they're going to have some of the traits, hopefully, that you have and exhibit. And I think you can justify to the other employees, saying it won't be as much of a stretch for them to cover the kinds of things that I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're more similar to me.
Even if the person that you're in question is not the senior person, huh?
That's a hard call.
It's hard, isn't it? Let me ask you a question.
What kind of precedent you've set in the past?
we got about 1 minute, but I want to ask you this question. You know how when women speak to women, sometimes guys don't understand? And sometimes guys speak to guys and women don't understand what we're saying because, you know, it's like the intergender language, intergender dialect, so to speak. Are personalities like that?
To some extent, absolutely.
So an extrovert speaking to an extrovert they almost have their own little language together.
Right.
And that's what you were talking about finding the person who's more like you.
Yep.
So that you can sort of speak the language. That's a very interesting concept. We need to talk about that when you come back the next time.
All right.
I'd like to spend some more time on that. Thank you, Jane, for being here. Give us your website one more time.
My pleasure, Jim. www.centacs.com.
.com. Thank you, Jane. Good job today, and say hi to Pierce.
Thank you, Jim. I will.
Tell him we didn't miss him at all. Jane Howard, ladies and gentlemen, the owner's manual for personality at work. Don't forget to go to that website and read that article. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.